At the White House today, President-elect Donald Trump and President Obama met to discuss the peaceful and cooperative transfer of power. Obama called the 90-minute meeting excellent. Trump said he looks forward to receiving advice from his predecessor. Here in Washington State, Trump got just 38% of the vote. Knute Berger wrote about spending election night trying to square those two things, how the nation went red as Washington State stayed resolutely blue. Knute Berger, the Moss back at Crosscut, welcome back.
Glad to be here. I'm glad to have uncurled from the fetal position and actually...
Well, let's talk about that.
Somewhere.
Let's talk about that, Knute. I read your column, and it starts like this. For liberal progressives in the Pacific Northwest, this election is the clang of the ship of state hitting an iceberg named Donald Trump. You say this is a disaster. But by the end of the article, you say the Northwest and America in general are resilient. Okay, Titanic, resilient. I don't put those things together, so explain.
Well, it's sort of a process of trying to find hope amid what I think of as a kind of an electoral catastrophe. And, you know, in a way, we're insulated from some of the effects of it, at least on an interim basis. We're kind of...
We the Northwest?
We the Northwest, we the West Coast, we Washington State. We're zagging while the rest of the nation was zigging. We have a liberal Democrat we reelected as governor. We have, you know, some of the most liberal senators. We pass down transit. We positive in terms of taxing ourselves to build infrastructure. We have a new gun law. We passed statewide minimum wage law. So, you know, we're still that progressive Northwest. But I think the election then raises these huge challenges, which are both national and regional, which is how can we kind of continue on that progressive path given the kinds of campaign promises and pledges that Donald Trump has made?
Examples, please.
Well, we know that he has less of a free trade-oriented policy, so that's a concern. Washington
is that a concern for the big Boeings?
Yes, now, it is. He's been highly critical of Boeing doing assembly work in China.
But the average voter seems to perceive that the little guy is going to benefit from renegotiating these trade deals.
Well, yeah, and I think there are places where that might be true to some extent. There are other places where I think he's been kind of selling a myth. If you look at how Donald Trump did in Washington State, the counties that he carried are almost directly correlated to unemployment in those counties. The high unemployment counties voted for Trump, the prosperous, mostly Puget Sound, but some on the Olympic Peninsula, and even one county in eastern Washington. Those they tend to be the lower unemployment counties, so there's a prosperity difference there that I think is a real issue, and I think... here you have the tech people and Boeing concerned about policies that might restrict them or restrict trade, crack down on that. But those steel jobs or timber jobs, resource jobs, agricultural jobs, a lot of those have gone away because of more systemic issues.
Knute, I love to talk with you because you have a long view. You're a scholar, in a way, of Northwest history and history in general. Based on your long view and your liberal politics, what do you think listeners ought to do?
I think the challenge is to keep our progressiveness, our regional progressiveness, and our regional values intact in a time when they're going to be challenged.
How would that happen?
Well, you know, I think that we've already done that to some degree. If you look at the Western states, we have liberal Democrats as governors. We're willing to tax ourselves for social benefit. We're willing to look at gun control. We're willing to look at... So we need to keep that going. One of the challenges is going to be that we're largely a creation of federal policy. Large amounts of public lands, large defense spending. We're reliant on federal trade policies. We're reliant on federal grants for infrastructure and for housing and dealing with the homeless.
Mayor Murray said, well, it looks like he didn't say for sure a homelessness levy in Seattle, but he's pretty much given up on more federal funding.
Yeah, we've had and we've been in a kind of go it alone phase increasingly over the last really since the 1980s, really since the sort of federal gravy train stopped. And fortunately, with things like the tech boom, we found economic prosperity that wasn't necessarily reliant on federal subsidy. But that doesn't mean that those subsidies or lack of those subsidies have made it easy for us. And we have to pay more and more out of our own pocketbook. We can't necessarily rely on. When Donald Trump talks about boosting infrastructure, one of the keys to his plan, is, at least as I understand it, is essentially a plan that would privatize a lot of infrastructure, which people have done, where essentially you basically give the rights to build roads to private companies that then get to charge tolls on those roads, that kind of thing. So I think that we're going to face a lot of challenges depending on what is Congress and Trump actually decide to do.
Okay, we're going to watch all this actually happen together, Knute. But any final words for today?
Well, I'll tell you where I find hope. I find hope in the fact that the people that moved to the Pacific Northwest, first of all, they weren't necessarily immigrants, but they were internal migrants. Basically, they were people who fled what was happening in other parts of America because they didn't like it, and they came here to do better.
Utopians, you said.
Yes, exactly. We have a very strong, long history of idealists and utopians. They don't always agree. Sometimes they're diametrically opposed, but they come here, and we offer an opportunity for experimentation. We offer innovation. We offer an opportunity for people to do things differently. And I think we need to focus on that. I think that's a place where we can put positive energy, is embracing that tradition of going our own way. Now, does that mean actual Cascadian secession? I'm not there. But there is a kind of psychological secession, I think, that can be a positive in terms of coping with some of the things I think are coming down the line.
Right. This part of the land is our land.
Yeah, exactly.
That's Crosscut's chief Northwest native, the Mossback Knute Berger. And we're tweeting out a link to his post-election article right now at KUOW.